Peter Fossen just received his doctorate in social work from the University of Utah. But for the past 5 years, a lot of his time has been spent in Salt Lake City's West High School.
We came together to try and prevent violence from happening in high schools.
Having worked at the Rape Recovery Center since undergrad, Fossen was well aware of Utah's high rates of dating violence and knew the center's one-day-a-semester program, offered in most of Salt Lake City's high schools, was quite possibly doing more harm than good.
In reviewing the research that's been done on youth and violence prevention programs, is a one-time prevention program they actually found was harmful to students. They called it a backlash effect, where the boys actually became more violent. And they were saying this may be because, you know, they didn't like what they were hearing, and so they went out to prove it wrong.
Curious how to improve such a vital lesson for high school students, Fossen began working with the Rape Recovery Center to see if dividing their lessons over several days would become more effective. Their sample group, thousands of 10th grade health students at West High over 5 years.
We tried different lengths. We tried a 4-session, and then we tried a 6-session, and then we measured them to see if there was a difference, and then we've also done a 2-session too.
During each semester, Fossen would measure the program's success with a survey, asking students to answer a series of questions before it began and after it was completed.
It would ask, it's okay to hit a boy if, and it would have 9 questions.
The final results of Dr. Peter Fossen's study show information on domestic violence and what to do about it is best given to teens over a period of time. Now, Cindy Thomas, Education and Outreach Coordinator at the Rape Recovery Center, says it's time to get the information out to teens.
It's just getting the school districts to, you know, back you up, you know, getting all the school districts on board and, you know, making it part of the curriculum in the health classes.
Thomas says funding is always an issue, so she's hoping to help teachers learn the program so they can bring it into their classrooms. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.